and welcome to the Veterans Send Weekly Podcast. Today, we are honored to have Jamal Jesse from the Southern Company. Jamal is a U.S. Navy veteran. He currently serves as a senior recruiter with over 10 years of distinguished performance in recruiting, talent acquisition, training, marketing, and team building through extraordinary leadership, problem solving, communication, organizational, and change management skills. We have the privilege today to hear Jamal's insights on his transition as a veteran, best practices at the Southern Company, and his insights on putting your best foot forward. All right, Jamal, well, welcome. Tell us about the Southern Company and your role and the connection with veterans.
Thanks, Robin, for having me. So Southern Company is an energy company headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, and our mission is to provide clean, safe, reliable, affordable energy and customized solutions to our 10 million customers. And we do that with the help of our subsidiary companies. We have a company in Alabama called Alabama Power, Georgia Power, Mississippi Power, and those are electric utilities. We also have a company called Southern Link, Southern Nuclear, and Southern Telecom. There are other subsidiaries, but Southern Nuclear obviously is a nuclear power company. Southern Telecom is a fiber optic company. And Southern Link is a communications company. We also have another company called Southern Power, which is I like to call it renewables. That's our cool stuff like solar, wind, biomass. And then we have our natural gas companies, which is called Southern Gas. And we have locations in Atlanta, Chattanooga, Nicor, and Virginia.
Very nice.
So And our business model is very simple. We make, we move, and we sell energy. So that's really our purpose here at Southern Company. As far as my role here, I am a military recruiter. My role here is to develop military strategies to hire military talent from the military. So I work with the subsidiary companies that I just talked about, and I look for opportunities in their organization where we can hire military talent. And primarily, it's in our skilled craft labor and high volume jobs. These are positions where we may hire over 100 people in a year, and these are also technical roles. And that's really where the military kind of really help us out in that area, because a lot of our locations are throughout the U.S., sometimes in remote locations, and we just don't have the workforce talent in that area, and we utilize the military to help us out with that situation. So I've been doing that for 4 years. It's been a pleasure. It's been a great experience coming here and just seeing how Southern really values what veterans bring to the organization and the resources that they put into our efforts to help us attract veterans to our organization.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. So can you highlight one of the best programs at the Southern Company kind of related to veterans, whether it be an affinity group, recruiting practices, onboarding, or anything like that?
Absolutely. So about in 2012, and this was around the height of the unemployment recession timeframe where veterans unemployment were in the high double digits, we had an executive that went up to Capitol Hill. A lot of leaders requested executives from various organizations to come up and talk to them about their willingness to help out and hire veterans. Obviously, that was a time when unemployment was really high. So he went up there and he came back with marching orders and driven that he was going to hire veterans. So at that particular time, he was the vice president of power delivery, which is our customer service and operations translation. That's the lineman career field. Those are the people that keep the lights on. If the power goes out, they're the ones that go out and fix the transformer or replace the power line. So we were looking for opportunities to hire linemen into the company because we typically hire somewhere around 100 a year. So we felt that'd be a great place to start. We were one of the first companies to work with Fort Stewart and form a career skills program. So at the time, no one was doing that. It was very new. And we felt like, okay, let's develop a career skills program at Fort Stewart. And we would train soldiers prior to getting out of the Army and prepare them for careers at Georgia Power. So we went down there and we conducted information sessions. We went to the transition classes and talked to the service members about the career. We brought hiring managers down there, we brought leaders down there, we brought equipment down there, and just really put on a show to show these service members the opportunities that we had at Georgia Power. We also outlined a three-week training program, and it's mostly kind of a compliance training program. The lineman field is a very technical field. It actually takes about 4 years to go from an apprentice to a lineman. So we start them off just with some compliance and familiarization training. And then as those service members get out of the Army, then they start our apprenticeship program and then eventually matriculate into a lineman. So that's been our signature program. We started that in 2013, and we've hired upwards to about 70 soldiers in that program, as well as Marines and Navy, because now we kind of run that program at various transition offices. And it's been very successful, and a few other organizations have kind of modeled that same approach to hiring linemen for their career fields as well, such as Dominion and Arizona Public Service and other utilities in our industry.
That's wonderful, Jamal. Thank you so much for that. I know the Career Skills Program is a great program for the soldiers. So we're thankful to the Southern Company for putting that program together and making the best use of that skill set there. So thank you for that. All right. So now let's tell us your best piece of advice for a transitioning service member or veteran, and what kind of maybe your story and how you went through your transition and what happened for you and what you would tell the transitioning service members.
So the first thing I would tell the transitioning service member is to start early. Do not wait until you're 90 days out to start trying to figure out what you want to do. Start as early as possible. I'd say at least a year out. Start your research. And that's the next thing I want to say is have an idea of what you want to do. I come across a lot of veterans that are transitioning, and the first thing they tell me is, I don't know what I want to do. I'll do anything. And that's the worst approach to have. Don't let someone decide what your career is going to be. This is your opportunity now for you to kind of take control of your career and decide and figure out what you want to do for your next career. So be proactive about it and start the search and start doing your research and figure out what exactly you want to do. Figure out what are your gifts and what do you have pleasure in doing. Don't just take any job that's out there, because there's a lot of jobs out there, but that may not be the job for you. And then that's the reason why we have such a high turnover in the first year with veterans, and just not in our company, but just in various industries, because they're not sure, they're not really knowing what they're getting into. And then when they get to that environment, it's not something that they want to be a part of. It's not a culture fit for them. And then that way they wind up exiting. So start your search early, start doing your research, figure out what career you want to choose, and then go from there. Let's see, other best practices. When you do find that organization that you're interested in, definitely do some research on that organization, research the career that you're interested in, and then start trying to make some connections. There's some great tools out there now. LinkedIn is one of them that's probably most popular. Never before has there been such a medium to get access to people and organizations. If you go to that company's website, you can see pretty much most of their leaders, most of their people in HR. Connect with those individuals. You'd be surprised. I reach a lot of people and they say, oh, I don't know if they'll accept my invite. Most people are going to accept your invite. I mean, nobody's going to not want to help. Everybody wants to help. So you just need to make sure that you find the right people that can really help you and not someone that's just kind of just giving you advice. So utilize those tools to kind of help you connect with the organization and figure out if it's the right career for you. And then the last thing I want to say about best practices is don't sell yourself short, especially I'm talking to the retirees right now. If you spent 20 years doing something, working on aircrafts or working as a mechanic or logistics or IT, don't apply to jobs that require 3 to 5 years experience. You're not an entry-level employee. Don't set yourself back and go backwards 15 years. If you have 20 years experience in logistics and you enjoy working in logistics, look for opportunities for someone that has your level of experience or management experience. Don't start off, don't reset the clock on yourself. So make sure that you you find a position that's suitable for your skill set and your experience, and don't go backwards. As far as my career transition, it was very it was good. I had a good transition, but as I alluded to earlier in the interview, I started doing my research. I knew my last tour was going to be my last tour, so I started preparing for my transition at that time frame, where I started researching the industry that I want to be in. I started researching the positions I want to do to make sure that it would be an income level that I'd be okay with, and I started doing research in the city that I wanted to live in. So that got me going. And the next thing I started doing, which a lot of veterans struggle with, is I started networking. I started reaching out to people on LinkedIn. I started reaching out to my network outside of the military and just started reaching out to find out who knew of some opportunities that were available. That's going to be really beneficial for you. You're not going to just apply to 100 jobs and 80 of them are going to call you back for interviews. That's probably the most inefficient way to get your next career is just going online and applying to 10 jobs a day. Your best bet is to try to see where you can make that connection. Do you know somebody that's in that company? Do you know somebody that knows somebody that's in that company? And in that way, that can kind of help open some doors for you to get started in your next career. And that's really what I did. I found a company. I found someone that was in the company. I reached out to them. I had an interview, and that led me here now.
That is just wonderful, Jamal. I can't tell you how you're just so on point with that advice and those best practices. So in our experience and how we've looked at the barriers for veterans, that advice was just on point. So thank you so much for that. All right. So lastly, when a veteran is interested in working for the Southern Company, what would you recommend for them to put their best foot forward?
So best foot forward is to go to our website, southerncompany.com/careers. That's going to take you to our career page. You can look at the different jobs we have available, and that's your starting point. But as I said earlier, once you do that, go to our Southern Company LinkedIn page. And when you go to our Southern Company LinkedIn page, you're going to start seeing all these people that's in our company that's on LinkedIn, and that's where you would find me. And then you want to, if you're military, you definitely want to connect with me or my counterpart, who is Jeremy Foshi. It's two of us that's military recruiters in this organization of 30,000 people. So that would be a good starting point, was to connect with one of us, and then we can start talking about opportunities. The one thing that I will recommend you do when you do reach out to recruiters is do your research. Know what positions that you're interested in and know which positions that you have experience in. Don't just reach out to a recruiter and say, my name is Jamal, what opportunities do you have? No, that's not an effective way. You want to kind of look at that website, look and make sure that there's opportunities available that you're interested in, and say, hey, I'm Jamal, and I'm interested in the logistics specialist position. Can I send you my resume? That way I know that you've done some research, you know what you're kind of getting into, and you're ready to go forward. Vice just someone saying, hey, what do you have? I'm not sure if you're really committed now, so do I want to invest that time? So definitely be proactive. Don't wait for someone to tell you what to do. Put your best foot forward and be proactive in that approach, and people will be much more willing to work with you when they see that you've done some homework.
Excellent advice. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jamal. We thank you for your service and your continued service to our veteran community. We appreciate the Southern Company for their efforts in hiring and retaining America's heroes. Today's interview was wonderful, just so on point, and we appreciate your time. Veterans out there, military families, please visit the Southern Company's website at southerncompany.com, as Jamal mentioned. And for more information about Veterans Ascend, please visit our website at veteransascend.com. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.